You're listening to The V-Spot, your vulnerable space to grow. This podcast is designed to give you reflective time to engage yourself around sensitive life topics for the purpose of offering manageable perspectives for your daily journey.
Hey, it's The V-Spot, your vulnerable space to grow. I'm Vessel.
And I'm Camille Veronica.
And it is Friday. This is a late drop, but we got y'all. We got y'all. Don't worry. So we're going to toss this out there. Waiting on him or her, he or she, or whoever you're waiting on, and how you feel about that. So let me just, Camille?
Yes, sir.
Do you feel that it is okay to wait on someone that you are interested in, that you've expressed interest in? Perhaps you've even lamented over there. I don't know. Is it okay if they're not meeting the demand or the time frame that you wanted or you had in mind or the end that you discussed?
Well, see, now, first you asked me, was it okay to wait? Then you said...
Yeah, I added all the other stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay. So, I believe to the first statement, it is okay to wait for someone. Okay. To the second statement, I do not think it is okay to wait for someone if there has been a previous discussion or there's a timeline or parameters have been set. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's okay. So I guess then the question would, or then the follow-up to that would be like, okay, so when is it okay and when is it not?
Exactly.
I believe like it's okay when you are clear about what you want and what you are seeking.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. And that's good that you say that you, the individual, mm-hmm. you are mm-hmm. clear. And also making that clear to the person that you are waiting in this moment with, right? If you have anticipations on having children before you reach 40, make sure that you are communicating that with the person that you are planning on having children with mm-hmm. before mm-hmm. you reach 40. Because that may not be their timeline. And I bring that up in that I have this conversation because I really believe sometimes we set standards, we set parameters for ourselves, and we don't really get the full commitment from the person that we are intending to build this bridge, this relationship, this family with. And so somewhere down the line, somebody gets hurt or feels like they, in the words of someone I spoke to, I wasted my time. Mm-hmm. And I get that feeling. I know how that could feel when you feel like you've wasted your time. I've given them 5 years of my life and I have nothing to show for it. Now, I beg to differ. Go ahead.
Yeah. See, now, this is my thing. I think we are wise to come into any situation with some understanding about, you know, what is and is not acceptable for ourselves. If after year two and a half,
right?
Mm-hmm. And I'm going to be honest, for me, that's even too long.
Wow.
But I'm going to say for others, because I think people.
And you're speaking from a different age space too. Would you have said that's too long if you were a freshman in college dating, sophomore in college?
Okay, so we know my history of there weren't a lot of people hollering at me. Okay, so clearly I had to wait for something. Okay, but I'll be honest, I had this mindset even then, mm-hmm. and I can tell you the reason why is because my attention span towards intimate relationships was like, you know, I should have been on Ritalin. Okay. Because I just, If you could not like mentally captivate me, I was on to the next. Come on, let's keep just on like going. Because you just not, you ain't going to do nothing to help me out right here. You know, so, and that I've carried with me. I mean, I'm a lot gentler with it now, but I've carried that with me because my thought is not so much, I can't get nothing out you, but I'm not going to put a whole lot of time. I'm not going to invest a lot in you. And I think people show you their cards from the very beginning. I don't think you have to wait 5 years to see that y'all ain't going to get married or that this person don't really want to have, or how about this one? He ain't going to divorce her for you. Ooh, you take your high heel shoes off and roll on the floor and cry because he ain't gonna do it.
How about you must have been listening to the conversation that prompted this actual talk?
How about I done had that conversation with several people in my lifetime, and I gladly let them know
it ain't happening.
Not gonna do it.
Not gonna do it. Not clean swift. There might still be some double dutching back and forth.
And look. One even told you he was going to get a divorce. He got it and told you also before he got the divorce, he ain't planning on marrying nobody after that.
Yep.
But you still stayed with him.
Yep.
And they're sitting up there pining away, talking about, you know, I mean, things could change. Yep. They sure could, but they haven't in 12 years.
Yep. Literally, I watched them break up with the fiance.
Mm-hmm.
And they were... you were the side. She was the side personnel the entire time through at least 2 years of that moment. And she had high hopes that she would be the next in line for a miracle.
Come on.
I'm just saying, you know.
I'm stomping my foot. Somebody played an organ right there.
Yeah, it happens. And it doesn't just happen to women. Let me be very transparent, right? In this vulnerable space. It happens to men as well, right? It happens because you set, especially if you have been read this storybook of what life fairy tale brings you, right? You lay out. There's a young artist, Megan Williams Neals, I think is her last name now. But on one of her CDs, she talks about, at 20, I said I wanted to do this. At 30, I said I wanted to do that. At 40, I said I wanted to do that. And how she's really just like laying out where she felt like life would be when she reached 40.
Mm-hmm.
And when it wasn't there, how devastating it was. Mm-hmm. And that is the reason why I feel like I want to share this with our listeners, because I don't want it to be too devastating that it destroys your potential, your hopes, your purpose. And it has the potential to do that. It has, if you're not careful, if you don't make a decision, and it will hurt, even when you make the decision to say, yo, this, you know, this is what, it's not working, you know, and perhaps we should, you know when to hold them or know when to fold them. And this is one we need to walk away from. And it's going to hurt, especially if you've invested in it. Like anything you invest, anything that has where your heart is, your treasures are. Mm-hmm. And anything that you've invested in ultimately should feel some sense of hurt, right? I won't say pain, but of hurt or discomfort. That's even better. You'll feel some sense of discomfort because it is not there anymore. If you're used to sleeping next to that person for the last, you know, 16 months, and now you realize, darn it, this is not what I want, you're going to miss having somebody to sleep next to. I don't care if it was just the teddy bear. When it's a person, take the teddy bear away, it's gone. You know, you're going to want that. But I don't want you to get stuck. And that's what happens to... That's what happened to me. That's what happened to a couple other people that I've had. We would get stuck and we would get in this, look, I'm done. I don't want to. And sometimes that's a good thing because now you get to reevaluate where the focus and the attention needs to be given to. And that needs to be given to self sometimes, a lot of times. you need to build up your own storehouse so that you can be prepared to be who you are for you first before you can be anything for anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
But I just feel like you don't need to wait. You know, you don't have to wait for them to show you anymore that they're not going to make that move, right?
Right.
You've asked them now, and again, this is with the idea that you've asked them and you've shared with them, you know, this is what I want. I want you to move in the home with me. I want us to not be paying, you know, separate, you know, rent, you mm-hmm. know, rent over here. I want us to look towards building a house, you know. And if these are very, very direct conversations you're having and you're still not getting any movement, I struggle to believe you're ever going to get any movement. Mm-hmm. And it may not be with you. And I've seen this too. And this is what a piss a person off to the highest festivity. When they leave you and they go out and they get someone else and they do every single thing that you set up for them to do with you, now they're doing it with the other person.
Now, come on.
Yeah.
Come on. Here is the thing, though. While you may have all the right where within and therefore to be pissed off, the truth is, if you set the person up, you know, wish them well and send them a thank you gift, because that's still not the one that you were to be with.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because the other side of it is, as we wait for someone and they don't come around, by the time they finally do, mm-hmm. y'all remember the episode of Martin where he's like, okay, Gina, dang. All right. Will you marry me? Like, what's the quality of life going to be like when you get it? Because you wore the person out, you know, like they're fatigued. They're like, oh, dang girl. Okay, fine. If you want to get married, fine. Like, that's not quite what you wanted. So to me, I'm not going to act like I don't get why, like, oh no, he didn't go in. And of course I'm saying he, but you know, like, oh no, they didn't go in and mm-hmm. get a house with that person. You
yeah.
know? However, on the other side of it is like, this is why you don't need to be setting up folks who have not made a commitment to you.
Bam. Wow. Wow.
This, everybody should not be privy to your, you know, your financial expertise or your discipline, or because they're showing you signs from the beginning.
And they're not wonders. Trust me.
No, they're not. Just signs. Just signs.
They're not signs. Just wonders.
Poorly painted signs from the beginning.
Yes.
But we refuse to see them. I cannot believe when I hear people say, well, I didn't know she was going to be like, no. You didn't pay attention. She mm-hmm. showed you. Yep. She showed you who she was.
There's a young lady recently that posted on her social media, toxic men.
Mm.
Now, this is after she didn't had a baby by this child, right? And now mm-hmm. he's toxic, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, my question, because I know her, I say, you know, was he toxic before or after he destroyed, you know, your property? Mm-hmm. Was he toxic before or after? And her response was before. Oops. So again, I believe, and it's hard. Granted, it's hard. Somebody is living in this facade of saying a piece of partner is better than no partner at all.
Mm.
Somebody is saying that, right?
Mm-hmm.
I know
yeah.
they're saying that, you know,
yeah.
because they don't want to be with themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm always reminding myself, because I have the ability to be that person who doesn't mind being alone.
Mm-hmm.
So I have the I think the opposite is just as equally a travesty, you know, mm-hmm. when you don't feel like you need to attach yourself to be okay. You know,
mm-hmm.
because there is something that joy gives. There's something that love gives that comes with these love and joy moments when you can share them with someone else.
Mm-hmm.
So, or multiple people,
mm-hmm.
if you're yeah. like me, you could have five of them, you know, just one may not be enough. Watch your mouth.
Mm.
I'm in Africa. I'm the king.
You know what?
I'm the king.
I said, That's all I said. And you filling in your own blanks. I didn't say nothing.
But it is one of those things where you can't stay stuck in that. And the self-worth part kicks in. Feeling unworthy after you've made the decision. Now, I know how that moment when you decide enough is enough. When you finally decide, now that enough is enough may come at the circumstances of a lot of hiccups and headaches and probably some arguments. And I think that's why people like to leave, you know, they like to leave on those bad notes. You know, I'm a person that don't believe you have to wait and leave someone after you've had an argument. You know, you don't have to argue about it. If we know it's not going to work, we don't have to argue. We don't, if you know, the kids can spend half their time with me and half their time with you. You know, I don't feel like it suits either of us our best interest of using our energy and our breath to argue about something that we both agree is happening. Right. That separation, that pull away, that I don't know what I'm going to do. I like it. You'll get over it, but we need to move forward. And I want our listeners, I know there's somebody, I know it because that's what brought the topic to the table. But I also know there's more than just one or two or a few. There's a number of us that are waiting for this thing to happen, this person to change, this person to see your heart, this person to understand what you invest inside of the relationship is meant for you all and not just one person. And they may not see that, right? You've had the baby by him, you know, you've had the baby by her, and she's still, you know, twerking, you know, and you thought that by having a baby, you wouldn't twerk anymore. It is not, you know, it is not. And we are forcing ourselves, we are forcing humans to be something that they're not ready to be. Even if they're meant to be it or can be it, they're not ready to be it. You know, so I feel like that's my two cents on this topic.
Well, I'd like to throw in maybe a half a penny.
Yeah, no, throw in three because that would make it five on it. And I'm
Lord. part of I think part of the concept of waiting is one, the perceived shame that you may feel if you come out of this relationship because, well, dang, you've been with him this long or, you've been with her this long, you might as well. Okay.
So wait a minute. Is that you perceiving that or is that other outside?
I think you perceive it based on what you may have heard others say about other people or what you may have said about other folks, you know, like, and especially if you have gone the route of moving in with somebody and, you know, y'all are sharing responsibilities. Well, you know, at that point, it looks like you all but married if, you know, if marriage was what you're trying to get towards and to find out that they're not doing that. Then it's like, well, wait a minute, but we moved in together or we bought property together or we had
kids.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, so there's that.
You have a dog.
Yeah. And a hamster. I mean, there's that perceived notion and really it could be your perception on the outside of what people might say about you, or it may be, you know, your own stuff inside. It could be either way. But then also I think people stay in things because of the fear of not having, but also the fear of not knowing what's next. You know what you have with this raggedy person.
Yeah.
You know, and you've tolerated it and you call yourself giving benefit of that. Well, you know, it's going to get better. Well, you know, you don't need to just got to get this together. And if we do this, you know, no.
Yeah.
There's no amount of, and women do it a lot. We do a lot of things like, well, if I lose this weight, or if I change my hairdo, or if I cook dinner for him, then he will be pleased with who I am, as opposed to I'm a ready-made package. Either you love me the way I am, or you just not the one for me. You know, we don't put ourselves out that way. We always think of it like let a man step outside of a relationship, and you first thing is like, well, what did I do wrong?
What did I do wrong?
You didn't do nothing wrong.
You did not. Well, I mean, you may have.
You could.
You could have.
If you cut off the coochie, then that's a problem.
That was not what happened.
But it may not. It could have been. But if that was the case, you know, because there's that. We've talked about that in one episode where people restrict they clamp down because they're mad, they're angry. And those are things that. Right.
But let's say that it wasn't a situation where, let's say that.
And that's still not a reason. Let me add that too. Okay, so I get what you said. That's still not a reason to justify their actions, right? Their choice or response, right?
If you look at it and think, then I must have done something wrong. Let me fix it. You're constantly trying to fix something, and there's not really any give and take in that. So but because we think like it's like a do-it-yourself project, we just gonna keep working on it until we get it right. No, it's probably not going to. You know, so that's, I think, you know, we have to always look at why are we in these situations? Why are we staying in these situations? Why, you know, why are we tolerating certain behaviors? You know, you don't have to cut somebody off, but you can make some parameters and put some borders up to say, this right here, we're not going to keep doing this.
Yeah. It's not healthy.
Right.
And it's not healthy for either of us. Right. There's layers to this conversation, listeners, and I know. There's a multifaceted, way of looking at why to what this is, right? And the why to how this happens. But the ultimate decision on, is it worth you waiting? You know, are you going to get what you need to get out of it? Are you going to stay in the wilderness longer than you have to when you really only had, 4 months to go, 40 years, you know, you spend much, much more time worried and concerning that. To close, I want to tell our listeners to please prepare your calendars. We have an exciting show on Tuesday. It is our first time actually having a guest. I get a chance to interview Tamika from A Taste of Love, Balance. And she has a podcast out there, A Taste of Love out there. But she tells her story for part two of, what do you do when you preparing for what you pray for. That was the first episode or the first series. And this is part two of that. And so I want you to set your calendars because it is a dynamic conversation. When I tell you, it just moved me emotionally. It moved me physically, actually. It moved me literally physically out of a space that I was in and a choice that I had made after that conversation. So this is a great weekend.
Indeed.
You've been listening to The V-Spot, your vulnerable space to grow. Again, I'm Vessel.
And I'm Camille Veronica.
And we thank you for giving us your ear on this Friday. Have a great one.
You've been listening to The V-Spot, your vulnerable space to grow with Vessel and Camille Veronica. We appreciate you listening and hope you'll follow us on social media, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. You'll find us at The V-Spot Radio. If you want to send us an email, email us at vspotradio@gmail.com. We love to hear from you and we love your feedback. Please let us know of topics that you're interested in hearing from us. Thank you.